Good Friday morning. Welcome to the devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we look at the devotional book, Holding On and Letting Go, Finding Hope in the Midst of Chaos, we're looking at the topic of holding on to your goal. I thought about that. I wonder, do you have a goal for today? For this month? For this year? For life itself? Have you ever given that a lot of thought? Or do you tend to live life a day at a time and take it as it comes with no real direction? You see, as Christians, we all ought to at least have a goal that we're working towards. Paul writes it this way in Philippians chapter 3. He says, "Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already arrived at that goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Have you ever had a goal that you've given up on before reaching, before accomplishing that goal? And was it because the goal became unimportant, or because it felt unattainable? Sometimes we set goals that are good, but we fail to find the resources to develop the perseverance, to understand the steps required to reach that goal. I suspect that's one of the reasons that many people make great and grand New Year's resolutions and give up on them within the first month. You see, sometimes we set a goal that's so big and so lofty that we become very uncertain on how to actually reach it. And today, as we hold on to the goal, I want you to think about that heavenward goal, that prize that Paul talked about, but also about what today's goal is in your spiritual life. You see, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of disasters of various kinds, it's easy to lose sight of where you're headed. And so sometimes it's important to know where you want to get to today. And continue to map out that path so that you stay on it. Holding on to the goal means that I'm paying attention. It means that I'm looking and evaluating where I'm at. As I travel at times and have a GPS that I use in my truck, and I have a tendency to, veer off course on purpose. there'll be a sight that I want to see, or a scenic spot or a pit stop that I need to make. But one of the advantages of doing that is this GPS has within it my goal for the day, where I want to end up. And so even when a road is closed and I have to turn, or I want to visit a park and it's a little out of the way, the GPS recalculates my route and reminds me of where I'm going. Not that I've really forgotten, but it doesn't know whether I'm off course on purpose or off course accidentally. And what a blessing to live life with a constant reminder that I have a goal. A goal to hear those words from Jesus, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And I have God's word to keep me on track, to remind me of the way the course ought to be run. And each one of us have this ability to spend time with God in His Word and in prayer, making the adjustments that not only keep us on course, but bring us back onto course. Holding on to the goal says, "I press on. I know where I'm headed. And no matter what happens that might take me off course, that might blow me off course, that might entice me off course, I will not lose sight of where I'm really headed." One of the advantages of developing the practices of spiritual disciplines, of Bible reading, of prayer time, of fasting, of meditation on God's Word, is that they become waypoints. They become helps to keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. You see, that's kind of the point, is that God says that from wherever we are, that if we turn to Him and seek Him, He will be found. And when we hold on to the goal, we can turn to God from wherever we are, and He will be found. He will show us the way home. And it's not often an easy journey. Life is difficult. It's full of those chaotic situations, of those times in life that we don't ask for, but those times that help us to become strong, or that help us to break down our pride and become strong in the Lord. Those times that challenge us, so that we turn to God in a greater trust. You see, it's good to have goals in life, to hold on to those. But when disaster comes, when sickness comes, when job loss comes, when relationships fall apart, when life happens in a messy way, it's more important to know which goals are necessary. Yes, there will be goals that you've set in life that may need to be adjusted. They may need to even be let go of. But the goal, hold on to it. Keep recalculating when you veer off course so that you return to that path that takes you heavenward. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And your love has set before us a goal that draws us heavenward in Christ Jesus. So, Father, help us to hold on to that goal no matter what. And when the storms of this world, when the chaos of life takes us off course in for whatever reason and in whatever way, may we continue to be students of your word, to walk in relationship with you so that our life is recalculating that path, so that we stay directed toward that goal of eternal reward in Christ Jesus. Father, today may we examine the goals that we have set for ourselves. May we determine those that have eternal value and those that are simply nice things that we would like to do. Father, help us to live in a way that our temporary goals do not overshadow or derail us from our eternal goal. God, today, as we live life, may we examine more fully than ever before where we're at, where our relationship with you is at. May we renew that commitment, that desire to pursue that relationship with Christ above all else. Father, for each one hearing these words today, I pray that you would imprint upon their hearts, their minds, their souls, that eternal goal of hearing you say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." So, Father, help us to live in a way that our life is done well, that it is done in faithfulness, that it's filled with goodness. May we realize the culmination of that goal is a result of a life lived in service to you as we serve people. Oh, Father, today may we learn that you are the most important person. You are the most important goal that's in our life, that could ever be in our life. And Father, when the storms of this world attempt us to let go of that goal and pursue something else, may we give a resounding no as we hold on to the goal that draws us to you. And as we hold on to that goal, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. As we take a break for the weekend, I'll see you back on Monday morning. And I do pray that today you are greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.